Right, right, yeah. I have a separate, not as good as that, but I have a separate, you know, 5.1 system that is for the home theater. It's good. It doesn't take advantage of Atmos. My receiver doesn't even do Atmos. I've got a 5.1. It's good enough for us. You know, Andrea doesn't like listening to that. She wants, you know, the soundbar experience at most. And that, even that's hard. She wants, you know, the single monorail speaker, you know, and then subtitles. And, you know, and it's like we argue about listening to the television experience. So it's been disappointing. I've got what I would call decent mid-fi. It's a whole Polk system, a Polk TS system with the towers, the satellites, the sub, and the center, and a Denon deck, AVR. And I upgraded from a Sony, which was good, but I wanted HDMI switching, and the Denon adds that. It was an earlier one, a little older than your stuff, earlier in that. There was some streaming built in. I could do, like, Pandora, Spotify, a couple things, but, you know, very kludgy kind of on-screen CGA kind of display, you know. So it was, and I'm still very happy with it just because I can't utilize it. This stuff now is next level. This is going to be a 2.0 or maybe a 2.1 in a very confined spot, you know, that, you know, now that I'm an empty nester, I have a spot that I can dedicate to it. I can condition all the walls and the rooms and the carpet, and this, and I can pick the furniture, you know, specifically for this mission. And, you know, I'm going to just turn the upstairs into a listening room, and, you know, and so it's at most going to be a 2.1. And I have no real intention of ever bringing video into that. Yeah, never say never. You know, I could, you know, get a set of speakers, you know, for, and, you know, do some sort of a surround and get a screen up there. But that is not the intent for this particular setup. And my home theater setup is not nearly as nice as yours. Yours sounds like an experience, that's for sure.